Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The View, a panel of leftists spewing Alinskyite propagandized slogans based on weaponized disinformation to their gullible mob audience. It's only a matter of time before Trump derangement syndrome begins to bubble to the surface.
I'm an ideologue. I mean, I have been in the crime business for over three decades, and I think I said that before. And I know a con when I see it. And I think that what has happened in the last, truly in the last campaign, and everybody needs to be concerned about that. Lady Justice is supposed to be blind.
Not an ideologue.
No, I'm not. I am in law enforcement.
Let me ask you the question.
Right and wrong.
Do you think Donald Trump embraces and embodies conservative ideology? Remember, he used to be have a different position on pro-choice. He's imposing tariffs. He's against globalism. Do you think he is an ideologue that is faithful to conservative policies?
You know, I'm not here to talk about what Donald Trump is and isn't.
But you're talking about it.
You want to talk about Donald Trump? You tell me what metric in this country is worse off. Unemployment is lower than it's been in 50 years. Minorities, Hispanics, African Americans have jobs.
Of President Obama. Hate crimes are worse off.
Wait a minute. The GDP under Obama was barely one. We're going up to four.
And if Democrats don't get their you-know-what-together, he's certainly going to get reelected.
Here's my question for you, because you talk about...
I am not, Judge.
Did you just point at me?
Yes!
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation.
This is where the Trump derangement syndrome starts to fester. Whoopi is arguing a moot point. Yes, Whoopi, over 32% of federal inmates in the U.S. are illegal aliens. And yes, roughly 5,000 U.S. citizens die every year as a result of illegal alien drivers. And yes, there is a largely ignored rape epidemic of American children by illegal aliens. And yes, it does cost the U.S. taxpayers roughly $113 billion per year to pick up the tab on the illegals pouring over our border. Whoopi's frustration is meaningless because, regardless of what fantasy the left may believe, we do have immigration laws, and most Americans want them enforced and strengthened.
Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive.
Next, Whoopi mockingly asked, what is the deep state? As if it were on par with the fictional Legion of Doom.
One of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Unfortunately, the judge isn't permitted to answer, so I will answer for her. The deep state is a massive bureaucratic fourth branch of government that continues to infest Washington, D.C., as it remains indefinitely immune to our election process. As presidents and congressmen have come and gone, foreign and internal corruption have ensured that the deep state has grown in stature, feeding on, limiting, and ultimately destroying our Bill of Rights in order to gain an elitist totalitarian strength. Hold on our country and its citizens. Its minions inhabit the intelligence community, the Pentagon, congressional lobbyists and politicians, think tanks like the Council on Foreign Relations, and representatives of the United Nations as the UN agendas 21 and 30 are wielded on sovereignty across the globe. Its origins in the United States are embedded in the history of the Federal Reserve. And we have been told of its intentions. Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex. JFK warned us of secret societies. And previous presidencies have exposed its power by kowtowing to policies in direct opposition of their own promises to the American citizenry. It's not a small, insignificant boogeyman, Whoopi. It is massive, and it is very real. The irony is the daughter of one of its most prominent agents, John McCain, is sitting directly across from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to break a world exclusive that will shake the planet if this story gets out. Hillary Clinton met repeatedly, secretly, with Vladimir Putin and wrote that she bonded with him. This was all written secretly. Now she has published it and admitted it, and it's hiding in plain view, and Google is trying to take it down as fast as they can. That's right. Hillary Clinton basically admits she was a Russian agent and sold out our uranium, and she hid it in plain view. This is the beyond hypocrisy that we're witnessing as she says that we cannot trust Trump because he was at a public sanctioned meeting with Putin. All of this and more straight ahead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On this live Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, Roger Stone's going to be hosting. I asked Roger Stone to host today because literally hundreds of stories that he's broken the last 2 years have turned out to be deadly accurate. So I'm going to ask him to review some of those, but also tell us what's coming next. But first, I wanted to reveal some incredible hypocrisy. In fact, it's beyond hypocrisy. It is an insult to every thinking human being. And that's Hillary Clinton. She's come out today and said that she believes the Russians are going to hack the 2018 election. So she wants Democrat-controlled Homeland Security, they've got their people still in control, to federalize the elections. Obama signed an executive order to do this 10 days before he left office in 2017. If they ever get this in place, we'll never have real elections again like Venezuela. They know there's been a major political realignment against them, and so now they're seeking to end our representative republic. Now, let's get to the major hypocrisy. She added on to this lie when the evidence is the Democratic Party has illegal aliens voting all over the country. They've legalized it in San Francisco and Chicago and other areas. No, the evidence is the deep state, the globalists, the special interest backed up by the communist Chinese are the ones manipulating our elections. That's where all the evidence is. And every Netflix show and Hollywood movie and the news, 95% anti-Donald Trump, anti-nationalist. But I'm sorry. I'm digressing. What is the big, giant piece of beyond hypocrisy? Hillary Clinton thinks you have no memory. Hillary Clinton thinks you're an idiot. She wrote a book in 2014 called Hard Choices. And in the book Hard Choices, she talks about her deep bonding personally in private secret meetings that she only reveals in the book with Vladimir Putin. Then I did some research. You can look it up online. She also filed, when she was Secretary of State, more than six times we know of, to allow Bill Clinton to get a waiver around several federal laws to meet secretly with Vladimir Putin as her agent for the Clinton Foundation. The State Department does not tell us if they ever gave the authorization, ladies and gentlemen. That is the mega hypocrisy. She is not only saying that the Russians plan to steal the 2018 election with no proof, saying that voters don't really want to realign. They don't really want to be populist. They don't really want to be nationalist. They don't really want to be free market. They're not really rejecting Bernie Sanders and Ms. Cortez and all their communism. No, no, no. The Russians did it. But here's the hypocrisy. She met with Putin at least twice secretly and brags about their deep bonding and Putin telling her about his mother surviving in World War II under a pile of bodies and all this other stuff. And she only tells you in a book it had been secret. And then she turns around and says President Trump cannot be trusted, that he's compromised because he met with Putin behind closed doors at a public sanctioned event. Public summits, they always have private summits, always with world leaders. When you're the president, that's what you do. But the way they twist this and the way they think that the public would never figure this out, that the public would never understand this, is just insane. But what's even crazier is I did Google and Bing searches and found it very hard to even find the original articles where she admitted all this 4 years ago. They have been definitely downvoted, blocked, removed, you name it. Because long before they made up the Russia narrative to blame American voters and populism and claim that we didn't really elect Trump, she was deeply in bed with the Russians, the Chi-Coms and others, and sold out 20%+ of our uranium via Uranium One. Robert Mueller landed on tarmacs with secret uranium transfers to let them see how strong it was. And no matter how many Snopes articles they write, these are the facts because it comes from Hillary's own statements and the State Department record as well. So you heard that right. Hillary Clinton met when she was Secretary of State secretly with Vladimir Putin repeatedly and sought authorization for Bill Clinton to do it at least six times. This needs to be investigated. This needs to be exposed. This is the evidence of the real Russian collusion. Now, we're about to go to Roger Stone live, but I wanted to add this point. Roger, in January of 2017 and right through March, first broke the illegal FISA warrant, meaning that they had gotten the warrant against Carter Page and others by lying to the FISA court. Then earlier this year, the FISA court issued a report admitting that they'd been lied to at least four separate times and calling for an investigation. That got almost no coverage as well in the controlled press. I wonder why. And now it's all come out that indeed the president was illegally spied on even before he got the nomination going back to 2015 by Barack Hussein Obama, who was running the operation out of the White House. This is a ultra massive scandal. And Roger Stone will now break it all down today and look into the future about what he believes is coming next. But make no mistake, they know humanity's awake. They know we're involved. They know we're informed, and they're making their move to shut down the free press, to shut down InfoWars like never before, congressional hearings last week, every major so-called news channel attacking us, calling for us to be shut down because we continue to be way ahead of the curve. We continue to be next level, next year's news today, and that's why InfoWars is so precious. I wish the other talk show host, I wish the other Patriot sites were as informed as we are. Quite frankly, the only other place I see that is as cutting edge is Zero Hedge, sometimes Daily Caller. I want to be eclipsed. I want to be made obsolete because I want my children to have a future. I want the type of understanding we have to be mainstream. And it's beginning to become mainstream in the general public's minds. And the globalists know if everybody catches on the fact that InfoWars is the zeitgeist, we will win very, very quickly instead of a long, protracted, serious, ongoing fourth generation warfare type situation that we're all witnessing right now. But make no mistake, this is history happening. It's critical that you spread the articles from newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. The reason it's hard to spread those links is because we are the resistance. We are over the target. We have the information. Thank you all for making InfoWars a force to be reckoned with. You are the InfoWar. You are the resistance. Now back to Roger Stone. But don't forget, Hillary Clinton, from her own mouth, said she met secretly with Vladimir Putin and bonded with him and tried to get Bill Clinton in secret meetings with him. Now, she says Trump is a traitor, compromised and not trusted for meeting with him at a public summit. This is the truth, and they hope the death of logic. But logic and memory is not dead, and we will prevail. Thank you all.
Welcome back to the next hour of the Alex Jones Show. How fitting that clash between Judge Jeanine Pirro, who served with distinction as the district attorney of Westchester County, an able advocate for women, for children, putting criminals behind bars, in an epic clash with Anna Navarro, who, according to the New York Times, lied in her application to become a state employee about going to law school. Let's be very clear. Anna Navarro cannot hold a candle to Jeanine Pirro when it comes to accomplishments or her authority on law enforcement issues and the entirely bogus nature of the mainstream media's continued false Russia narrative that Anna Navarro is just another nattering nabob of. We're going to break down for you in the next hour this CYA move by the FBI releasing the Carter Page material that they used as the underlying rationale for their illegal FISA warrant. Alex Jones is absolutely right. The FISA warrants are the Rosetta Stone of understanding this entire Russian scandal. We'll be right back to lay it out for you.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. It's very important to understand that a FISA warrant can only be issued against an American citizen if they are actively involved in espionage for a foreign power against the United States. How ironic that it is the information regarding the misuse of FISA warrants that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has been stonewalling about. How ironic that the government refuses to hand over in discovery in the Paul Manafort trial any evidence regarding his being subject to a FISA warrant. How ironic that the government has now essentially released a document which demonstrates that their entire justification for a FISA warrant against Carter Page, a man who doesn't know much about headgear, was based on their own phony dossier. Wait a minute. FBI Director James Comey told us that the FISA warrant was based on a broad mosaic of information. The documents produced by the government today show that that is a lie. In fact, extraordinarily, for a 400-page document today, almost 300 pages are completely and totally redacted. That means blacked out. They're useless. They tell us nothing. And then you have media outlets like Vox trying to go out there with the establishment spin. The FBI established surveillance of Carter Page because they believe the Russians were seeking to recruit him. No, Carter Page was subject to a FISA warrant because the government created a false narrative to make it appear that he was being recruited by the Russians. Thus, the use of FISA warrants for political purposes. That's why the current scandal is a much greater scandal than Watergate. You see, in Watergate, private individuals affiliated with President Nixon's campaign broke into the Watergate complex of the Democratic National Committee and placed bugs that didn't really work very well. Also, private citizens affiliated with the president's campaign infiltrated the campaigns of two of President Nixon's opponents, Senator Hubert Humphrey and Senator George McGovern. What we have here is far more egregious. It is the willful use of the power and the authority and the extraordinary technological capability of the government itself to hijack the 2016 election, to rig the election against Donald Trump, and, as Peter Strzok so eloquently put it, to create an insurance policy in case Trump won. Now we know why Peter Strzok went to the FISA judge, an improper contact that is memorialized in documents that were finally obtained by Devin Nunes, the hard-charging and courageous chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that shows that Strzok was trying to make sure that the phony FISA warrant request would be honored by the judge. That judge, when he realized he'd been lied to, recused himself, and a new judge took his place. Why we have not been told the entire story is because it underpins the fact that the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI were caught in this stunning abuse of power. That's why it's important to understand that the entire Russian collusion delusion is an attempt to distract from this underlying crime. The entire fabricated narrative of Russian collusion is meant to distract from the fact that Bill and Hillary are in bed with the Russians, that the Podesta brothers are profiting from their business associations with the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin, that Bill and Hillary have taken $145 million from the Russian energy company at the precise time that they are seeking to obtain control of 20% of America's uranium reserves, what I've called the largest single treasonous financial crime in American history. And therefore, the phony Russophobia, oh, look over there, Donald Trump's in bed with the Russians, is meant as a distraction from the fact that the Obama administration was rigging the election through the use of phony spying and FISA warrants, and it was Bill and Hillary who were compromised. That's what's so amazing about this video that we will show you in the next segment. Hillary Clinton is saying that Donald Trump is compromised based on his very public meeting. The irony of this smacks you in the face. It's Hillary Clinton who is compromised. Compromised in the Uranium One deal, compromised in the phony reset, and the Mueller investigation, which we're going to break down for you in the next segment, is the further continuation of this phony Russian collusion meme, a public distraction. Now, the indictment of 13 Russians, followed by the indictment of 17 Russians, intelligence agencies. This is the kabuki theater of the DOJ, knowing that neither one of these cases were supposed to go to trial. When the 13 Russians accused of hacking into social media went to trial, suddenly Mr. Mueller was not in such a hurry to prove their crimes. Mueller and Rosenstein clearly understand that the Russian spies are not showing up for trial, and therefore their fake narrative that the DNC was hacked by Russia is today a formal accusation, a charge in a very detailed and very well-written indictment. But in our system, an indictment is exactly that. It is not a conviction. Why mainstream media talking heads like Chris Cuomo pretend they don't know that IT counterintelligence experts like Bill Binney and Ray McGovern have pointed out the overwhelming forensic evidence that tends to disprove this notion of Russian hacking, asking me last week when I appeared on CNN, where did you see this? Where did you hear this? Chris, I read it in The Nation magazine. Binney and McGovern are recognized experts in their field, and the download times of the material that was allegedly hacked point not to a hacking, but a download to a portable device where the material was spirited out the back door. We're going to be taking your calls later in the program. Also, Michael Caputo, one of the many victims of the Mueller witch hunt, will be joining us. We will be right back. But before I leave, I want to remind you, we need your help at the InfoWars store to fight the war of censorship that is being waged against us daily.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The great mystery is why the president has not spoken up for our country. Yes. And we saw that most clearly in this recent meeting with Putin. We don't know what was said in the room where just the two of them. Putin is basically telling the world what was decided. You know, he has been giving press statements. He's calling in Russian ambassadors to other countries. He's reaching out to other leaders. And he's basically saying, well, here's what we decided. And we're hearing crickets from the White House. There are some tech experts in Silicon Valley with whom I have met who say that, you know, maybe what they'll do this next time is to really disrupt the actual election. shut down the servers that you send results to, interfere with the operation of voting machines because still too many of them are linked to the internet.
That is so hypocritical that it is laughable. Has Hillary Clinton forgotten that her boss, Barack Obama, was caught up on a hot mic telling the Russians that after he was reelected in his last election, he would have much greater flexibility in giving them whatever they wanted? Does she really expect us to forget the fact that when the Russians rolled into Crimea, she, as Secretary of State, and Barack Obama, her leader, did nothing? Does she really expect us to forget about the cash she took in Uranium One, or the failure of her Russian reset, or the fact that her minions, the Podesta brothers, were literally making millions in banking, in gas, in uranium in Russia? No, that is about as funny as you can get. And then the question of the hacking of the elections is hysterical. As we reported right here at InfoWars last week, two British royals, billionaires, members of the Queen's Privy Council, globalist associates of George Soros, have gotten a complete monopoly on the software that is used in 90% of the computerized voting machines in the United States. If there's any danger of hacking in the next election, it's not from the Russians, it's from Hillary's compatriot and patron George Soros and his two business billionaire royals who are protected by the Queen. Now, the Mueller investigation is, of course, the next extension of the phony Russian collusion narrative that is designed to distract us from the real illegal activity, the use of FISA warrants, and the abuse of power involved in spying on Donald Trump's campaign. It was revealed on Friday that my longtime friend, Kristen Davis, has been subpoenaed by the special counsel. Now, Kristen Davis is maybe better known to many of you as the Manhattan Madam. Many years ago, she was convicted of running one of the largest and most successful call girl rings in the world. She went to prison for her illegal activity, but Governor Eliot Spitzer, who utilized her call girl service, paid no real price and actually went on to host a show at CNN. It shows you the disparity in our justice system in how men and women are treated. Now, the special counsel wants to question Kristen Davis, who has worked on and off for me for 10 years, about Russian collusion and WikiLeaks collaboration. Here's the problem. Kristen Davis didn't work for me at all in 2015, and she didn't work for me in 2016. Although I paid her in December of 2016, she didn't come to work for me until January. That's because in all of 2015, she was incarcerated, and in 2016, she was with child. So she can have no knowledge of these activities, but now, Kristen Davis, a single mother who's in the perfectly legal cosmetology business, has to pay legal fees to go before the grand jury and be questioned about matters that she knows nothing whatsoever about because she wasn't even there. She wasn't in my employ. This kind of reminds me of the special counsel's efforts to subpoena a young man named Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller was an associate of mine for a number of years. He's a very active libertarian. He supported Gary Johnson for president in both 2012 and 2016. He left me 3 years ago to go into the perfectly legal marijuana business with all the requisite permits and approvals in the state of California. In other words, Andrew Miller, who Mr. Mueller is seeking to drag in front of a grand jury, was also not working for me during the 2016 election, although we were certainly in touch, and he did work on tiny projects. But like Kristen Davis, He has no knowledge of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration. This is a continuation of the witch hunt. Yes, a fishing expedition. Now, Mr. Mueller's agents don't like it when we call his investigation exactly what it is, a fraud. They have come up with no evidence of collusion or conspiracy or coordination between the Russian state and the Trump campaign. Nobody is fooled by the show trial of the first 13 Russians, and nobody will believe that the 16 Russians more recently charged have been definitively declared guilty when they haven't. It's a public relations move designed to bolster Mr. Mueller's sagging credibility based on his failure to find any Russian collusion. So a single mother seeking to raise her son, my godson, Carter Stone Davis, is being harassed and has to shell out legal fees to be interrogated about affairs she knows nothing about. Her crime? She's a friend of Roger Stone's. Joining us coming up is another patriot who has paid a heavy price for his advocacy of the candidacy of Donald Trump, and that is Michael Caputo, who will join us shortly. And then we're going to be taking your calls. To do that, you call us at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Many info warriors want to understand why the FBI did this CYA move today, essentially feeding off their own BS. They create a fake document, and then they cite the document they created as the rationale to claim that Carter Page had been recruited by the Russians, a narrative that they themselves created. This is extraordinary. Yet the MSNBCs, the Voxes, the Daily Beast, they continue to regurgitate the same crap that the FBI was justified in their examination of the affairs of Mr. Page. When we come back, Michael Caputo joins us. But before we get there, I want to ask you to go to the Infowars.com store now, because we face the greatest challenge in our history. It was InfoWars that broke the news that Tony Podesta would be given immunity in the trial of Paul Manafort when Podesta did the same thing that Manafort is accused of, lobbying for the Ukrainian political party without registering. Mr. Mueller exposes the completely partisan nature of his entire probe in that he's given Bill and Hillary's pal Podesta immunity for a crime that Manafort will now be prosecuted for. How convenient. Who are the other four people that Mr. Mueller has asked the court to grant immunity to? We'll be reporting on that story at InfoWars as well. So we'll be right back with Michael Caputo, and he'll help us break down the news about Carter Page and the FISA warrants.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We're going to give you an extraordinary example of Trump derangement syndrome. Michael Caputo, a longtime friend of mine and a key soldier in the Trump revolution, was back in the newspapers this week because a Republican political strategist named Sherry Jacobus actually advocated the violent rape of Caputo's children on Twitter. The response of her employers at USA Today was not favorable. Joining us now to break this vile story down is Michael Caputo. Michael, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me, Roger.
I've seen a lot of things in politics, but this was among the most vile, distasteful, incredible things I've ever seen. Tell folks exactly what happened here.
Well, Sherry Jacobus is was a columnist for the USA Today, and she was a Republican operative about 10 years ago. She tried to get a job with Donald Trump and was turned down and went crazy after that. She started becoming very active on Twitter and social media, beating up on Donald Trump and anyone near him. And about a year ago, she decided that I was going to be one of those people she's beating up on. For that entire time, she picked on my family, my wife, you know, sort of asking about, you know, telling me that my children were going to hate me after I go to prison, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, at first I engaged her to try and calm her down, and then I ignored her, but she continued to do it even though I had blocked her. And then when you and I revealed that the FBI had sent an informant, Henry Greenberg, to try to entrap us in 2016, she unblocked me because she had been blocking me for some time and then started going after me. Well, about late last week, Roger, I was going back and forth with a Florida Politico reporter named Mark Caputo. You know, he and I are not related, but you're friendly with him and so am I. And we were talking just simply about very general issues. And Sherry jumped in and started going at me. So I did what I have been doing ever since I decided I didn't want to, you know, engage with her anymore. And I just tweeted back at her a hashtag, which I created for her, bitter, childless, and alone, because she's bitter about Donald Trump not hiring her. She's childless for reasons that became obvious in the last couple of days, and she's very alone. When I did that, she went nuts, and she sent a tweet saying that when I'm in jail, my toddler daughters can actually work for Epstein, the Clinton pal who was arrested for and found guilty of sexually attacking an underage girl. I mean, I couldn't even understand it, Roger. It didn't make sense to me that would advocate the pedophilia rape of toddler children.
So let's put up that tweet again. Let's just take a look at that to give you some idea of the debasement. Are your daughters, these are children, ugly like you, she asks, or can Trump use them at the Epstein parties? Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedophile, friend of Bill and Hillary's, major donor to the Clinton Foundation, so they can survive when you're broke, bitter, I assume she means alone, and in prison for treason. I understand that the editors at USA Today did not look kindly upon this slur. What happened then?
Well, you know, according to USA Today, I notified them via Twitter, asked them if it was normal for their columnists to advocate the rape of toddler girls. And they, according to their account, within an hour, they called her up and fired her ugly ass. And, you know, of course, we also know that she was a columnist over at The Hill. She no longer writes there anymore either. Sherry Jacobus's platform is just now Twitter, and that's it. And you know what, Roger? I can't understand it, but Twitter doesn't have a problem with her advocating the rape of toddler girls. I've notified Twitter. They wrote back and said this doesn't violate our terms of service.
How amusing.
On Twitter.
How amusing. I'm banned for life at Twitter because I hurt Jake Tapper's feelings. But Sherry Jacobus can advocate the abuse of children by a pedophile, and that's perfectly all right. I think it lets people know exactly what's going on at Twitter. It is part of this war of censorship that we're facing here at InfoWars every single day. You are held to a different standard. They would like to take...
No, Roger. Sherry did this with my girls advocating their rape about four or five times in different tweets, actually alleged that I was raping them. And those tweets are still up. She's not deleted them because she's mentally ill, and Twitter doesn't seem to have a problem with them. So I'm kind of palms up about it, Roger. You know, I don't understand it at all.
So I know, Michael, that you have very successfully been raising money from the president's supporters for a legal defense fund, and that you've been helping other supporters of the president who have been subject to the Mueller witch hunt, the fishing expedition that he is conducting. What's your analysis of the subpoena to Kristen Davis and the subpoena to Andrew Miller, who you certainly know?
Well, Roger, I always thought from the very beginning that they asked me in for an interview with Mueller, and of course the Senate and the House did as well, because I'm an old friend of yours. And I think that, you know, I was the first one of your friends to be called in. Now there have been several, including Andrew and soon Kristen. This is not an investigation of a crime, Roger. This is an investigation of Donald Trump to try to find a crime. And they're going to the people who are closest to him, like you, Roger. You've been advising him on politics for three decades and more. And they're basically fishing around you, trying to grab everybody that you've ever intersected with to try to get somebody to identify some kind of crime or help them create one out of whole cloth that doesn't exist. That's what this is about. I mean, Andrew Miller, as you know, Roger, he's a house painter in St. Louis. You know, Kristen Davis is a cosmetologist in the New York City area. Neither of these people had any access to Donald Trump. Neither of them really were even interested in Donald Trump. The only reason they're being interviewed is because the Mueller team is trying to get you right dead center in the jackpot, Roger. You know that. And they're using they're weaponizing the powers of the Department of Justice to do that.
Here's their problem. They just cannot accept the fact that I was able to deduce what WikiLeaks was going to do by a careful reading of the WikiLeaks Twitter feed and by carefully reading every public interview that Julian Assange gave. Stone must have known in advance. He must have been collaborating with WikiLeaks and the Russians. The problem is we can't find any evidence of it. That's because there isn't any. Yes, it was deduction. Yes, it was accurate. Yes, the WikiLeaks disclosures about Hillary Clinton were devastating. They show what a venal, greedy, corrupt witch she is and what a fraud her presidential campaign was. They show her up to her knees in dirty tricks herself, helping orchestrate the anti-Trump demonstrations at his rallies. What better way to distract from the criminality and the conduct of the Clintons than to raise a question about where WikiLeaks got the documents? Sorry, leftists, I know you find this hard to believe. There is no evidence that I knew in advance about the source, content, or the exact disclosure timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding the DNC. I don't know where they got the material. I never received it from them. I never passed anything on to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign or Julian Assange or WikiLeaks. This is a left-wing conspiracy theory that Mr. Mueller is chasing down every blind alley he can find. They will find no evidence that this happened because it didn't. Michael Caputo, thanks for joining us here at the Alex Jones Show. We give our regards to your family and your daughters. I'm sorry they had to put up with this kind of vile abuse, but I know that you are standing tall for the president.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks a lot for having me on. And by the way, don't jaywalk, because that'll end up in the Mueller investigation.
Thank you, Michael. We'll be right back, because one of the leading memes of last week is that Donald Trump doesn't trust his own intelligence agencies. He trusts Vladimir Putin over the word of his own intelligence agencies. We're going to take a look at those intelligence agencies and take a look at their record regarding veracity. And maybe you will see why the president is right not to believe them.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
At the beginning of the program, Alex Jones laid out for you the fact that Hillary Clinton, in her own book, revealed that she herself had gotten warm and fuzzy with Vladimir Putin in a secret meeting in which he took her to a special room. They bonded over stories about their families. She asked them about the famous Russian tigers. Now she does an about-face and accuses Donald Trump of being in the pocket of Putin. Hillary Clinton? Hypocrisy? Seriously? Perhaps you haven't read The Clinton's War on Women. This woman is an evil, greedy, foul-mouthed, short-tempered, corrupt witch. And why she has not been prosecuted while Donald Trump and his family are persecuted is an extraordinary example of the bias of the mainstream media and the fact that the Trump Justice Department is still in the hands of Obama-Clinton operatives. We also have extraordinary news in that The Intercept reports that the Ecuadorian government is about to pull the rug out from under valiant journalist Julian Assange. The clamor on the American left to extradite and prosecute Assange is extraordinary. At the same time, they are praising the Washington Post in a new movie for publishing classified information regarding the Vietnam War. When Julian Assange publishes classified information, they want him prosecuted. Even the Obama Justice Department determined that if Assange was prosecuted, you would have to prosecute the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and numerous other mainstream media outlets that have obtained classified information from whistleblowers and published it. That is what journalists do. That is the epitome of a free press. This can boomerang badly on the mainstream media and the intelligence agencies because Assange himself, of course, knows where he got the DNC material. He has offered publicly on numerous occasions to prove that he didn't get it from the Russians. Amazingly, of course, the Justice Department and our CIA and FBI have never taken him up on his offer. Does anyone think that if he is extradited to the United States and put on trial, he will not reveal for the world to see that the Russians probably didn't really hack the DNC at all? One person knows where he got the information, and that would be Julian Assange. Many months ago, I wrote a piece for InfoWars in which I advocated a pardon for Julian Assange. I feel stronger about that now than I did then. This crusading journalist has never, in the 11 years that he has been publishing, ever been accused of publishing information that was not correct, authentic, and accurate. Can the Washington Post or the New York Times say that? We're going to put up a petition at InfoWars of Americans urging the president to pardon this heroic journalist. The idea that he will be extradited to the United States is an abomination. He is a journalist, perhaps one of the most influential journalists in the country today. And he is living in squalor. He is in bad health. He is in a virtual captive in a tiny closet that they call the Ecuadorian embassy. This must come to an end. It is time for Julian Assange to be released, and I urge the president to consider a pardon. When we come back, I'm going to review some of the extraordinary specials we have going on at the InfoWars.com store. Some of our very best products are available now at a very, very deep discount. And my personal favorite, Brain Force Plus, is 50% off. That's right, 50% off. We need your help at the InfoWars store now to keep the fight for freedom moving forward.
This is Bernie Sanders, and I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
one of the great and incredible claims of last week is that Donald Trump should trust his own intelligence agencies. Let's take a look at that for a moment. First of all, there's General James Clapper. He lied under oath to the U.S. Senate about whether the United States had a metadata collection program on American citizens in violation of the Constitution. The releases by Edward Snowden and The Intercept proved that Clapper was lying. Then there's Andrew McCabe. He lied about being the leaks about the dossier to the media. Then, of course, there's James Comey, the former FBI director. He lied about the broad mosaic of evidence that justified the surveillance warrant on Carter Page, among other things. And then, of course, there is Robert Mueller. He lied about the cover-up of the fact that 5 of 9 hijackers were reportedly training at a Sarasota-based flight school and covered up the ties between the family that was harboring the hijackers and the 9/11 plot. And then, of course, there's the biggest liar of them all, John Brennan. Joining us on the War Room tomorrow, John Guandolo, an FBI counterintelligence expert, joins us on the question of John Brennan and whether or not he converted to radical Islam, as I reported in several of my books, and whether John Brennan is indeed the centerpiece, the mastermind of the bogus dossier, and whether he's lied to the Congress about it. We know that John Brennan lied about spying on a U.S. Senate committee that was fulfilling its oversight role in investigating the CIA's illegal use of torture. John Brennan is a psychopath who continues to threaten the President of the United States on Twitter. Wait till you see what Mueller has, Brennan tells us. Wait a minute. John Brennan is a private citizen. How would he know what Mr. Mueller does and does not have? This is the same John Brennan who supported the Communist Party candidate for president in 1976. The same John Brennan who admitted in a lie detector test that he was a member of the Communist Party, but who was nonetheless confirmed to be Barack Obama's CIA director. We also know that Brennan, when stationed in Ridda as the CIA's station chief, converted to radical Islam. John Guandolo of the FBI joins us tomorrow to flesh this out at the War Room at 5 o'clock Eastern. Join Owen Schroyer and I as we prosecute the case against one of the most dangerous deep state liars of them all, John Brennan. So should the president, based on the records of Clapper, McCabe, Comey, Mueller, and Brennan, trust our intelligence services? The last president who trusted them was John F. Kennedy, and we know how that worked out. Now we're going to go to the phones. I'm a little at a loss. I think Jesse of Pennsylvania is on the line. Let's go to that call.
Roger, how's it going, man? Love the show. Love the product. Just ordered some toothpaste. Got some bodies. But I wanted to ask you, how fast and how soon this whole Russia thing and the book and Hillary.
Telephone here, Jacob.
Can we get that to Trump right at his fingertips and get that out to the tweet? And also, how quick do you think, if any, justice in the future for all of it?
Well, Jesse, this is one of the confounding questions as to why the president has not moved to terminate Rod Rosenstein, the man who admitted in the New York Times that he was furious when Trump exposed the fact that he had written the memo explaining why and how Comey should be fired as FBI director, and who appointed Robert Mueller as the special counsel, despite the fact that Mueller had interviewed with President Trump for the job of FBI director as well as the job of attorney general. Thus, he had a conflict and a motive to oppose the president based on being passed over for those two jobs. Mr. Rosenstein got his first job in government from Mr. Mueller. this whole thing is a fetid mess. Some around the president have told him that if he fires Mr. Rosenstein, Mr. Sessions, Mr. Mueller, that he will be impeached. On the contrary, if he does not fire them, they intend to charge the president with some bogus process crime this October to give the Democrats something to run on. They can't run on their positive program for the economy or on trade or on immigration or any other issue because they have no programs. Their entire party platform boils down to, we hate Donald Trump. He should understand soon that the Mueller investigation is a speeding bullet and it is headed his way, and that Mueller and his deep state allies will continue to press for an interview in the present with the president, which experts like Alan Dershowitz and Judge Andrew Napolitano have correctly labeled a perjury trap. Thank you very much for your call. Let us hope the president will realize soon that these gentlemen need to be terminated and then prosecuted. Let's go back to the phones. We've got about 3 minutes left. Paul in Las Vegas, what's on your mind, Paul?
How you doing, Roger? I wanted to thank you personally for the brain force. Now that I've been taking it, I have a patent. I've really been working hard to better my life. Your products are great. I wanted to thank Alex and everybody for all you guys do around there as well. I think with the Mueller situation, what we've got going on is not only a witch hunt, but when you say the leftovers, they're all corrupt, and they know that they're going to be going down with the ship. I think that's why they're all fighting against people like you and the former guest. They're going after people like that because you guys have the goods on them, if you will, just from the timeline situation. And the one time when you were talking, you was explaining about the WikiLeaks thing. You definitely predicted that. I remember I was listening to the show, the very show where you said, the next shoe to drop will be the Podesta's time in the barrel, whatever. You predicted everything because you were doing your homework. You know what I'm saying? These people shouldn't be doing anything to you but listening to what you have to say about all the crimes these people are committing.
Ironically, Julian Assange himself has said Roger Stone never said or tweeted anything that we at WikiLeaks hadn't already published or announced ourselves. All one had to do was pay attention. So it is extraordinary that this witch hunt continues. But I must tell you, the cost to me and my family is extraordinary. You see, if they come up empty-handed on Russian collusion, if they can find no collaboration with WikiLeaks, which they won't, they have to bastardize my now iconic tweet regarding John Podesta because I said the Podesta's time in the barrel, Podesta's apostrophe S, possessive, two brothers, John and Tony, whose extensive Russian business dealings had been reported in the Panama Papers in April of 2016. You see, I didn't predict or foreshadow that Podesta's emails would be published by WikiLeaks. I had no idea that that was going to happen. I never said anything whatsoever about his emails. This is more of the Trump derangement syndrome of the mainstream media and the far left, who just can't accept the fact that Hillary Clinton got walloped by Donald Trump in one of the most improbable come-from-behind victories in American history. Thank you so much for your call. On the other side, we're going to go back to the phones. That number, again, if I may, 877-789-2539. I'm on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be taking your questions. Give us a call.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. Tomorrow, Owen Schroyer and I will bring you a special report on U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and her efforts to cozy up to Indian gaming interests in an effort to bolster her phony claim of being a Native American. That full expose tomorrow on the War Room, not to mention the violent attack today by Warren supporters against one of Elizabeth Warren's leading Republican opponents. We'll break it all down for you tomorrow on the War Room. That's 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. We are going to go back to the phones, but my lawyers and my wife would be very upset if I didn't mention to you that the witch hunt that I have been subjected to, the lawsuits by an Obama-blessed group based in Washington, the lawsuit against me by the Democratic National Committee, sore loser lawsuits, the investigation of the House Intelligence Committee, the investigation of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the investigation of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller are costing me hundreds of thousands of dollars and literally threaten to destroy my family and bankrupt me. You'll find stories online that say Roger Stone is worth $20 million. That is false. Those are probably put online by David Brock and the folks at Media Matters to discourage you from giving me the vital help I need. Please take a moment and go to stonedefensefund.com and help me fight this deep state takedown effort, this effort to smear me, accusing me falsely of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or some nonsense regarding the criminal John Podesta's emails. This is nothing less than an effort to punish me for the simple crime of supporting Donald Trump for president. I need your help. I do not exaggerate the cost. Before I am finished fighting the deep state attempt to destroy me, I will be millions of dollars in debt. Please take a moment to go to stonedefensefund.com. And while you're at it, don't forget that Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars are fighting essentially the same war. That's right, bogus lawsuits, harassment lawsuits with no basis in fact or reality, but designed to generate the most vicious negative headlines possible and then be used as an underlying rationale to censor InfoWars off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of television, off of radio. You see, the left cannot win a battle of ideas. The left cannot win a debate regarding the issues. And now their answer is the heavy-handed play of censorship. Alex Jones is going to have to spend millions of dollars in the courts fighting these efforts to shut InfoWars down. Do Alex Jones and I exaggerate the dangers? Not in the slightest. The Mueller investigation has the deep pockets of the taxpayers. He's just brought on a whole new platoon of left-wing Democrat prosecutors, spending millions more, and still hasn't produced an iota of evidence of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. At best, he has exposed some ham-handed Russian meddling that appears to have had no effect in our election. So please take a moment to go to the InfoWars.com site. When you get there, there's a special place to go where you can make a contribution. If you're not in the market for one of our terrific nutraceuticals, now at bargain basement prices, if you're not going there to buy my book, Stone's Rules, or my other book, The Making of the President 2016, well, you can give a generous contribution of $25, $50, $100, $500. Yes, some info warriors have given as much as $1,000. Why? Because they know we are the tip of the spear. Because they know we are the resistance. Because they know that Alex Jones is controlled by no multinational corporate advertiser. We answer only to you. InfoWars is completely listener and viewer financed. We don't have a right-wing George Soros writing huge checks to underwrite the activities of our investigative journalism. And therefore, we need you to look at these terrific specials, whether it is Knockout, Silver Bullet, Super Male Vitality, so many of these products at 50% off. How does Alex Jones do this? I often think these products are loss leaders. Here's the secret. He knows that if you try these products, there's an overwhelming possibility, likelihood, that you will be satisfied, and then you will go to reorder through our auto ship program. That keeps the war for freedom and the First Amendment well-funded. That's how he can afford these deep discounts. Please go to the InfoWars store now and grab your copy of Stone's Rules. When I come back, I'll tell you how you can get your copy of my newest book, A Road Manual for Victory, personally autographed and mailed back to you, an offer that I have set up for InfoWarriors only. If you purchase the book now at InfoWars and you mail it to me with your receipt demonstrating that that's where you bought it, I will sign it and return it to you at my own expense. Again, though, this is only for people who buy the book at the InfoWars.com store. You can help me, you can help the Stone family, you can help InfoWars, and you can read my personal analysis of maxims and guidelines and rules that I have learned in a successful career of 40 years in the public arena. I'm very proud of this book. It's kind of like Machiavelli's The Prince, or Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Yet you'll find handy information that goes well beyond politics about food, fashion, automobiles, and a myriad of subjects of that cover the many things I have learned in 40 years working for three American presidents. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come back and take more of your calls. That number, 877-789-2539. We haven't gotten in as many calls as I had hoped, so we're going to try to get you back into the queue. Please call in now with your call for me on any topic at all, and I will be pleased to let you know the inside story on Washington and the deep state takedown attempt against our president. I'm Roger Stone. I'll be right back.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
All right, a great track there by the Rolling Stones, a story, a song, Carol, written by the great Chuck Berry, and, of course, kind words of my friend, Senator Bernie Sanders. Clearly, that was an impressionist. I think you probably figured that out. So we're going to go back to the phones because I know a lot of InfoWarriors have questions. The news coming out of Washington, the assault on the president because he has put peace ahead of politics has left a lot of InfoWarriors' heads spinning because the viciousness of the mainstream media and the hypocrisy of those who refuse to acknowledge that from a policy point of view, Donald Trump's administration has been much tougher on the Russians than Barack Obama ever was. The sanctions sting. That's why Putin would like to have them removed. The idea that the president somehow capitulated to Putin is nonsense that is meant to continue to foster their phony Russian collusion narrative. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Virginia, you're on the line with the Alex Jones Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Rod, what's going on? When I seen you on today and I seen you on, your name in the news this past week, it had me thinking, why is the deep state targeting Roger Stone again? Because you were supposed to be dead when they tried to attack. It was going to make that Lucifer 2.0 thing stick. But by the grace of God, you know, you're still with us. But I think so that made somebody in the deep state very angry. So that's why they hit you with all these bogus lawsuits and stuff. But it has to be more than just because you support the president. What else do you think that you could have done or...
Well, I think this is payback for the fact that I wrote the definitive opposition dump on Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Clinton's war on women. I outlined in great detail the fact that Bill Clinton has sexually assaulted or raped multiple women, and that Hillary Clinton was the cleanup officer, that it was Hillary Clinton who ran the nasty lawyers and the heavy-handed private detectives in an effort to silence those women. I also worked with others, including Joel Gilbert, the brilliant Hollywood documentary producer, to introduce America to Danny Williams. Danny Williams is indeed the son of Bill Clinton, banished from Bill Clinton's life by Hillary Clinton. 38 million Americans saw the Danny Williams story, Banished is the name of the documentary, which debuted right here at InfoWars. So yes, I am a target of the deep state. This is payback for the fact that I not only supported Donald Trump, but I stripped away the fraudulent narrative that Hillary Clinton was an advocate for women when, in fact, she was a terrorizer of women. And many African Americans learned about Hillary Clinton's abuse of Danny Williams. Danny Williams is a fine young man. He works two jobs to support his five children, a job by day and a job at night. I think he works in a meatpacking plant by day and a 7-Eleven at night. His father is worth $300 million. I have exposed the truth about Danny Williams, and that is one of the many reasons why Bill and Hillary have insisted that their longtime hitman, Robert Mueller, take me down. But he has no evidence of Russian collusion, no evidence of WikiLeaks collaboration, and therefore the question is an obvious one. Will they manufacture some other offense, something that has nothing to do with the 2016 election, either to silence me and get me off of InfoWars, where I join Alex Jones as the leading critic of the Mueller investigation, better known as a witch hunt, a fishing expedition? Or is it because they want to pressure me to testify against the president? I've known Donald Trump for 39 years. If they think that they can squeeze me to testify against him and to bear false witness against him on the issue of Russian collusion, they will be sadly disappointed. But to fight them, I need all of you and all of my supporters and friends to go to stonedefensefund.com, as I said earlier. Thank you so much for your call. I think that explains why I have been targeted. Let's go back to the phones. Pastor Sam in Mexico joins us now at the InfoWars hotline right here at the Alex Jones Show. Pastor Sam.
Roger, first, I'd like to thank you for freeing me from brass tailor buttons. Stone's rule number 23, the blazer, is the foundation of the gentleman's wardrobe. I've gone to strictly Porfirio Rubirosa style buttons on your recommendation and made it part of my personal style, and I'm very liberated. You've helped me a great deal.
Well, for those who don't know, Porfirio Rubirosa was one of the great playboys of the 1940s and 50s, and he was known as one of the best-dressed men in the world. a well-cut, well-made navy blue blazer in single or double-breasted, in three-button or two, is a fundamental for any young gentleman's wardrobe, a very key element of Stone's rules. So, Pastor Sam, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on the fact that Donald Trump has finally put the Federal Reserve in the crosshairs. It appears that he started with an offhanded comment as far as not being thrilled about the raising of interest rates. But now it comes out in CNBC Today, published on InfoWars, that he's making major steps to appoint a number of directors to the Federal Reserve that could change the whole monetary policy of that entity.
Yeah, you know, I was very pleased. As someone who is a longtime admirer of Ron Paul, the last vote I cast as a Republican before I switched briefly to the Libertarian Party was for Ron Paul in the Florida Republican presidential primary. Then when Donald Trump staged his hostile takeover of the GOP, I switched back to the party of my ancestors. But as an admirer of Ron Paul and an admirer of Rand Paul and an aficionado of their very apt criticism of the Federal Reserve, I was very pleased by the president's comments. He clearly understands the manipulation of the economy. We're cruising along at 4% economic growth. Almost 3.4 million jobs have been created since Donald Trump became president. Donald Trump is a businessman who understands the Fed intimately and has had the courage, unlike other presidents, to criticize them when they try to manipulate our money. Great question, Pastor Sam. Thanks for calling in. We've got about a minute to go. That's just enough time to remind you that we have some incredible specials going on at the InfoWars.com store. Some of our very best products, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, The Real Pill, Knockout. These are among our most popular and effective products, and they are now all at 50% off. Please help us in the war for freedom. As Alex Jones says, it's a 360-degree win. You win, we win, and America wins when you shop at the InfoWars.com store.
Listen, all you mother.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Do you worry that, is it time for the Fed to be doing what it's doing? Do you just to get a policy question in, should they be raising rates on the trajectory that is indicated?
You know, I put a very good man in the Fed. I don't necessarily agree with it because he's raising interest rates. I'm not saying that I agree with it, and I don't necessarily agree with it. I must tell you, I don't. Yeah. I'm not thrilled because, you know, we go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. And I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best. But
that's the bite I was looking for. Donald Trump, businessman, Donald Trump, entrepreneur, Donald Trump, job creator, understands the vital role that interest rates play in the resurgence of the American economy. They told us under Barack Obama that 4% economic growth was structurally impossible. And the average economic growth, that is the GDP, under Barack Obama was about 1.5%. Let me point out that the president's corporate and personal tax cuts have still not had sufficient time to get the complete traction that I think they will ultimately gain to turbocharge this economy. And that is why the left is so hysterical. because as the economy grows, the president's political support in the country grows and is galvanized, making their efforts to void the 2016 election on the basis of some fraudulent claim of Russian collusion harder and harder to pull off. So let's go back to the phones now. That number, for those of you who still want to get a call in, 877-789-2539. That's the InfoWars hotline, direct to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and we're going to go to Scott in Missouri. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Scott, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Roger. I was curious because I was thinking about the Nexium scandal from, you know, that broke a few months ago. I know your name was mentioned in various circles. I had a quick observation and question about it, because it does appear there is one problem with the Nexium narrative, that it does appear to coincide with something that was documented on InfoWars in the spring of 2008, and that is the blackmail honeypot against then New York Governor Elliot Spitzer, which this article written by former InfoWars, of course, ally Wayne Madsen mentioned your name as perhaps being involved with. And I wondered, what is your defense for that? I mean, you know, you say that you were simply the whistleblower of Nexium, but this would coincide around a honeypot operation that is, your name has been said to be implicated with.
I'm delighted that you asked this question. I think these are very separate scandals. As I think Frank Parlato, the crusading journalist at Art Voice in Buffalo, who is more responsible than anyone breathing for exposing the Nexium scandal, has reported, I never saw any evidence that this was any kind of sex cult, but nonetheless, I terminated my relations with them and became a source for Parlato. In the question of Elliot Spitzer, does Mr. Madsen claim that Governor Spitzer was not patronizing prostitutes, was not using multiple call girl rings at the same time that he was prosecuting others for patronizing prostitutes? His issue, since I'm a libertarian, I think prostitution by adults, of course, should be legal. I think his crime was hypocrisy. But the idea that I participated in any kind of sex cult with Nexium, no. I saw the thing as a financial fraud. And therefore, after working for them for about 2 months and learning that they didn't understand how our system of government worked, and seeing all these rich little girls signing over their trust funds to Keith Raniere and his hench people, I blew the whistle on Nexium. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phones. We have about 5 minutes left. Let's see. How about Carlos in Canada? Carlos, are you still with us?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Stone. I just wanted to draw attention to the Benghazi attack that has been covered up quite effectively, but in fact is principal and should be key in any attempts by Hillary Clinton to be a candidate for president. The evidence since the Benghazi attack now has shown an indisputable case that the CIA was at the time shipping arms and missiles from the U.S. control facilities towards from Libya towards Syria. And the cover-up of this, which the transactions didn't go well, but as it turns out, four Americans died under the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton efforts. In particular, Ambassador Christopher Stevens, who had been doing much of the dirty work, pushing the drug business, pushing the guns, and pushing even children, and I repeat, children, in this sordid affair, was actually betrayed and left to die, killed by a group that was run by the Secretary of State administration as a cover-up because things were going not well. this is something that I believe has been covered up terribly. And the individuals who are now attacking the president should be aware of the fact that Americans need to know the truth of what really happened in Benghazi. She alone set up Ambassador Stevens by denying protection. And she transmitted by email from her private server by herself the location where the ambassador was and the evidence of his travel plans. There were 1,000 emails between Hillary Clinton and General Petraeus that were not turned over to the original FBI investigation. Americans should know what were in those 1,000 emails. And as you know, General Petraeus, who would have been forced to testify and not take the fifth, was subsequently, you know, removed as general because he had an affair with someone. So all I have to say is that I think it's time for Americans to look into the Benghazi attack and to look for justice to those patriots who died that evening so undeservedly.
Well, that was an excellent analysis of exactly what happened. The only thing I would have to add is the lie that the uprising at our facility in Benghazi was caused by an anti-Islamic video that showed in Turkey was fabricated by Sidney Blumenthal, also known as Sid Vicious, the henchman for Hillary Clinton. He thinks he's Ted Sorensen. He's actually Al Capone. This is one of the Clinton's key dirty tricksters. But we now know that entire narrative is a lie. Yes, you're absolutely right. I thank you, Carlos. It is time for justice and truth for those brave Americans who were killed in Benghazi. Hillary Clinton has even more blood on her hands, but then that is not a surprise to us. I thank you for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show. It has been my privilege to dive into the host's chair. I hope we were able to explain to you why the illegal, unconstitutional FISA warrants are the Rosetta Stone, the key thing to understand about the Obama effort to hijack the last American election, and why the Russian collusion investigation by Robert Mueller and Democrats in the Congress is meant to distract you from that scandal, a scandal that makes Watergate look like, well, a second-rate burglary. This has been the Alex Jones Show. One more time, you can get your copy of Stone's Rules, my terrific new book, at the Infowars.com store. And while you're there, take advantage of some of the extraordinary specials on our most popular products. My personal favorite, Brain Force Plus, but also Silver Bullet, the finest colloidal silver you can find on the market today, known for centuries as an antiviral and antibacterial. Or look at our First Amendment-oriented t-shirts. We need your support, as never before, to push back against the globalists and those who would censor InfoWars entirely and remove us from our position as the tip of the spear and the leader of the resistance. God bless you. God bless America. Victory or death.